Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, happy Columbus Day, and of course, this is a big day, because we're crusading. Save Dallas campaign is going strong. Welcome, I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, host producer of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to yesterday's broadcast of Image Mechanisms. Oh, wow, Dallas fans, cast, crew, past and present, supportive sponsors and advertisers, we have not given up. And it seems like we're really making a difference. And then it's what's so amazing, we're getting support just worldwide to see another season and season after that and season after that of Dallas. So it's amazing. The CBS has agreed to meet with producers of the show, and other networks are interested also. And tonight there's a big tweet-a-thon happening at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. I will be broadcasting every Monday, Motivating Monday. It's going to be at 5:30 p.m. every evening Central Standard Time. We're going to be focusing on Saving Dallas. So hashtag Save Dallas. Whenever you're talking about Dallas, Save Dallas. I like to say hashtag also Team Save Dallas. And you know, we're creating hashtags all over the place, but officially Save Dallas. There's petitions going on. You can sign petitions more than once. I know I've signed certain petitions two or more times. Hopefully, Nancy, oh my goodness, I can name go on and on. Nancy Wisner, she is one that has definitely been getting signatures, and she just posted in the Dallas TNT fan group that we should be getting 200 more signatures for the night, and then we'll be over 1,000 plus signatures for the day, and to post that to talk show Facebook pages and to get those sponsors of Facebook pages also. We're definitely working hard. We're seeing all type of support. The actors and stars of the show have definitely been responding and definitely want to continue entertaining us, and we're super excited. This is a movement, Save Dallas movement, and so we're definitely excited about that. So I'm going to share with you information, those of you that want to like certain groups and join certain groups and sign certain petitions. If you network with me, I have it all over social media. Talk about it with my friends, even friends that really, you know, maybe big fans of other shows. They're supporting us. I think everybody feels for one another. Like, wait a second, they canceled y'all's show? You know, I think we're turning some non-fans into fans now. They want to see a fourth season, and I think that is so, so cool. But at 8 o'clock is a tweet-a-thon that will be beginning, and that's the usual time when Dallas is on during regular, you know, seasons. At 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on TNT. But CBS has spoken, so that would be awesome if we could return back to CBS, right? But any network, popular network, if TNT want to reconsider their decisions, hey, wait a second, we made a mistake. You know, we definitely would be so happy to hear that. I wanted so much to, you guys know how I kept the theme song of Dallas on my playlist during the season. And I tried my darnest to add it to the playlist, but it's definitely going to be added to the playlist after the show, and I'm going to play it throughout my regular shows, and especially on Mondays, because Mondays here on out will be the topic of Dallas. Motivating Mondays, we'll talk about other things that we talk about on Motivating Mondays, but especially we'll be talking about Saving Dallas. Also, super, super excited. So I'm going to continue playing my theme song, Minister Cycle, and thank you again for tuning in to Save Dallas. Many were devastated by a popular show recent cancellation by TNT. That's the headline of the description of the show. They have new music out, which I need to add to the playlist also. But we are talking Save Dallas this evening. They had a local caller from the Jackson area. I know who it was, and they have hung up. Maybe they'll call back. But most definitely, those of you that are supporting, I want to voice your thoughts regarding the Save Dallas campaign. Please chime in regarding, sharing your thoughts and promoting your efforts and your petitions, those of you that are administrators also of certain groups and petitions. So there's different petitions going around. There are so many petitions, and there are closed and open groups. But it's important if you're utilizing the hashtag Save Dallas, like Patrick Duffy, who plays Bobby Ewan, stresses it's important to have open groups when you're utilizing the hashtag Save Dallas. So the caller has called back also. But I want to share an article. Oh, also, Kevin Page, who plays Bum, who's also based in Dallas, he shared with us this morning, and I have been thinking about this, wondering when there would be a rally scheduled. Well, he shared with us via social media, Facebook and Twitter, that there's talk of a March rally in the Dallas-Fort Worth area regarding for the Save Dallas campaign at the to show support with CBS, bringing Dallas back home to CBS like the original series of Dallas. So so he wanted to know if you were in the Dallas area, would you come out and support? I know if you guys know if I was in the Dallas area, I definitely would support. And if I could make it there, I definitely would. I help coordinate it. But people from worldwide have been responding that, hey, even if they're not there in person, they're definitely there in spirit. And that, a lot of us should go even farther, like have days where we wear Save Dallas gear, like T-shirts, and just blast it, like we're going to blast tonight with the Twitter-thon at 8 o'clock tonight. So there's talk that rally march in support of Save Dallas campaign is going to be midweek, like Wednesday or Thursday. So definitely network with Kevin Page or network with and thank you, those of you that have liked my Facebook page that I created the day after it was announced that TNT did not renew the contract. It's a short form, Support Dallas TV. Long form, Dallas fans, cast, crew, and supportive sponsors. So thank you. We have reached like more than 300 likes. So thank you so much. But there's an article at Highlight Hollywood by Tommy Lightfoot Garrett, and it goes to say that Save Dallas goes into the second week. Fans still fired up. Cast ready for next season. Highlight Hollywood news. Between Josh Henderson, Patrick Duffy, and beautiful Linda Gray, fans are seeing that the cast and crew of the hit drama Dallas are ready for their next chapter. And Dallas is far too good to end anytime soon. Fans will be happy to know that going into this week, the production team believes they have a chance and won't stop at anything to see the series find a new home, and hopefully it returns to CBS primetime lineup. And then there's an awesome poster going around that says, fandom, determination, mix them up, and they make a mean martini. And it's a picture of Sue Ellen, which is played by Linda Gray, and hashtag Save Dallas, hashtag Ewens Unite. The article goes to say that, as Patrick Duffy pointed out, by 1991, Dallas was ready to go. The cast and crew agreed. But that's all changed in the years it's aired on TNT. And that means fans are gearing up for a fight. And you need to be sure to sign the online petitions, but most definitely the Save Dallas online petition. Join the Dallas Get the Ewens, a new network page, awesome page, on Facebook, and don't forget, tweet and post on Facebook all the time, Save Dallas. The cast and crew are all grateful for the love and support fans are showing now. Don't give up. Well, Josh Henderson has been staying since day one. Don't give up. And also, again, the author of this article, Highlight Hollywood, on Twitter, highlight the word, and then HWD, and on Facebook, Highlight Hollywood. And also, you can Google Highlight Hollywood, Tommy Lightfoot Garrett also. And the awesome pictures that are shared on this article were furnished by none other than Josh Henderson. So I have it all out there in Twitter world. Those of you that network with me on Facebook and also on Twitter, Beth Williams, BTHWMS, and Culture Shock, Inc., KulturShockEnt. Well, here's, you know, I still have Peter Cook on my playlist. I kept him on purposely. I was going to take him off, but he'll be a guest within the in 2 weeks. So here's what you see is what you get. What you looking at, honey?
Doing our thing with the Save Dallas campaign.
and we're very optimistic also. TNT's rash decision may be another network's answer, as one of our CBS sources in the primetime division says the execs here at the network not only don't forget how successful Dallas was here in the 1980s, but they also were a bit taken back by the success of the TNT version and how the fans embraced new characters on it, something they didn't believe possible 3 years ago. And we are here, the production company is approaching CBS first and also other networks in the very near future. So don't forget, keep it positive and don't forget. Bobby and Sue Ellen Ewan are not finished. Beautiful Linda Gray said earlier this week. So most definitely still network with Highlight Hollywood also, because he is really keeping up with what's going on with the Dallas fans and our campaign also. Peter Cook, who's returning in 2 weeks after the 18th, after one of his awesome tours, Mr. Music Business Guru, across the pond. He'll be joining us in 2 more weeks. But there's other awesome news. Also, you know the creator, the Cynthia Shindre, that's how you pronounce her name, right? She's really positive, optimistic that Save Dallas has a future. She remains positive about show going forward on another network. Grateful to the fans, as she talked with Highlight Hollywood News, Tommy Lightfoot Garrett. And what his article says is that good news for fans of Dallas who have been fighting for their favorite show and tweeting, posting on Facebook. And I'm looking at my callers. Plus on Facebook, hashtag Save Dallas. The show's talent producer and showrunner, Cynthia Shindre, is that even her name, spoke today with Yahoo TV, and she remains very optimistic about finding a new home for the series. I have always, ever since the show came back, have been, I guess, you know, I want to pronounce her name correctly. She remains very optimistic about finding a new home for the series, but it won't be an online streaming service. You know, a lot of people said Netflix would be a good idea. It'll have to be another cable or major network, but please keep writing, emailing, tweeting, and posting, she says. Sidre, who has detailed framework for season 4, are planned out. Because, yeah, she submitted the entire season 4 to TNT ages ago. You know, because they, you know, it's already, like, revealed who John Ross' sister is and everything. But Sidre, who has a detailed framework for season 4, all planned out with even the script for the season premiere all ready to go, says she and the cast and crew are in. This is a lot of important information in this article. That's why I'm sharing it and trying to hurry up before the live stream stops. And the cast and crew are in such good shape that they could be ready to begin production on a new season as little as 5 weeks. That she hopes would be one of the selling points for potential new cable network homes. As executives from Warner Brothers, the production company behind Dallas, as of now, she confirms the cast is still under contract. I think the studio has a hold on them for at least another month and a half, and this is sad for them, too. We've been in touch on Friday night. She said that she had writers and some editors over to her house, just in Mulberry Street Pizza Beer and Howling at the Moon evening. The last person left, we all know nights like that, right? And then I was up another hour looking online at reactions from all of our wonderful fans. And Cynthia says that she was about to go to bed around 4, and Patrick Duffy tested, and I'm like, really? Why are you up, Patrick? Then Linda Gray tested. Then Josh Henderson tested. Well, I haven't gone to sleep. Patrick is like, neither am I. Then executive producer Mike Robin tested her, too. Me, too. We were testing each other until like 6:30 in the morning. I haven't stayed up all night talking like that since I was about 22, she says. And this is a close bunch, cast, crew, and we all want the show to move forward. See, that's one reason why my page is called Dallas Fans, Cast, Crew, and Supportive Sponsors. Because it's all of us, a community of, and it's like that for, you know, the Gladiators, like with Scandal. I like Scandal, too. But, you know, but I... Dallas has been a long-time fave. If you join the groups and read some of the stories from new and fans like me that have grown up from the 70s while watching Dallas, man, I read some stories earlier today that just literally brought tears to my eyes about how Dallas, you know, really like brought families together on Friday nights, you know? Really. So it's just amazing how people just really get personal with their experience with Dallas from the past and Dallas TNT version. But then the article goes on that, but count out the series joining an online streaming service such as Netflix. I wish that were the case because that was absolutely everybody's first thought, but unfortunately, I don't believe that our foreign deals allow that. A streaming service is not compatible with our foreign deals. Unfortunately, those deals are very profitable, and the rest of the world loves Dallas. So I think we're looking at cable. There's CMT, there's Reels, there's WGN. There are a lot of possibilities. And then she says that, speaking strongly about her gratitude to the fans, those who have signed petitions, and there's many out there, and I have signed maybe twice on most of them, and also started Facebook pages. Like, I started my page the day after. Dallas fans, cast and crew, cast, crew, and supportive sponsors unite. That's the name of my page that I created, our page, my page that I created for us, to do my part in the Save Dallas campaign. And then it was gratifying, the love for the show to all of us, other than them just trying to change their network so that it's all about young people. I don't know what they can do. They can just keep calling. They can send in the signatures. They can send letters. I don't know when that's ever worked, but I sure hope it does. It surely will help us with the next phase. Whoever else is interested in seeing what kind of show, because our fans are devoted. You know, because definitely the audience is international and intergenerational. You know, all ages love Dallas. And their hair's on fire. We may only get 3.3 million viewers or something, but those are people who can count on and who would find it moves to a different network. You don't even have to do this massive advertising. It's not like a casual fan who drops in and enjoys the show for 3 weeks and then decides they're going to go watch something else. We'll have more updates on Monday. So, again, a network with Highlight Hollywood and Tommy Lightfoot Garrett, also of Highlight Hollywood, because he is one writer out there that's really doing his thing and providing accurate information regarding the Save Dallas campaign. And before I conclude the show, I'm going into a few of the groups right now. Tweet your behinds off. This is the night we've been watching Dallas. Tweet or hashtag Save Dallas Major Networks. Time is running out. So tonight is the tweet-a-thon. Tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you don't have a Twitter account or you plan on creating one, tweet away and tell your friends to tweet away hashtag Save Dallas. And some key people I want to share with you guys that I enjoy networking with, and we all keep each other in the know of what's going on. And I'm going into Dallas fans, cast, crew, and supportive sponsors right now, the group that I created, see what's going on in there. And, oh, here's something that I posted within the group this morning. Just tweeted my awesome longtime online friend, virtual media mentor, also my BF boyfriend in my head, in my Wendy Williams voice, Ryan Seacrest, on air with Ryan at RSP, you know, Ryan Seacrest Productions. And I asked him to help Save Dallas campaign, hashtag Save Dallas. That's something that I posted in the group this morning, and I did. I tweeted Ryan, and I asked him to help us with the Save Dallas campaign. So thank you so much, Ryan. Ryan and I have been amazing online friends since like 07, 06, MySpace friends. I was just in awe when I received a MySpace friend request from Ryan. I was like, cool, because I had been networking with the show. So I thought that was pretty cool. It was around the time Prince had performed on there. So, but Ryan is so awesome. Love on air with Ryan. Love all Ryan's work. Also, you know, he has a new suit line for men with Macy's also. I've done shows and talked about that also. But help us, Ryan. You never know. Ryan might get in on it. And, you know, you just imagine if Dallas You know, well, we hope CBS, but what about the E! Network? E! Network shows and movies and has an awesome programming. Bravo TV, you know? Hey, you never know. You never know. Ryan Seacrest might sign on to co-executive produce a Dallas. You never know. That would be awesome, right? We have to do what we have to do. All right? Right. So, and then Ryan, he works with all the networks, you know, with the major networks, plus with, of course, cable and radio. So, thank you, Ryan, for helping Save Dallas campaign. Thank you. But I just had to share that tidbit also. But I thank you. Tomorrow I'll be broadcasting Image Mechanisms early in the morning and going to be talking about popular and hot direct selling companies. You guys know I'm an Avon lady. And I'll be hosting a passion party real soon also. So I'm looking forward to that. And I will be talking about passion parties on Wednesday on Matters of the Heart here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But tomorrow morning should be an awesome show. And sending prayers out to the those affected and loved ones affected with the Ebola, I think, and sending prayers to all of us because there's so much going on, good, not so good, and all and the stuff in between. But definitely sending prayers to the nurse in Dallas, hoping that, you know, she recovers speedily. And the mayor had a press conference this morning saying that they'll keep her dog safe until she gets better and so on, because the dog doesn't have Ebola, and so they're keeping her dog safe and everything until she gets better and can take care of her dog herself. So that's good, you know, that's good news right there. I've seen pictures of she and her dog. I'm looking at a picture now. Heartball is on right now, and they're talking about confronting Ebola. So we'll be talking a lot about Ebola and other subject matters. I need to tell y'all what's going on, too, with some things going on here in the Jackson, Mississippi area also. But I really thank you for tuning in. And every Monday we're going to be talking about the Save Dallas. Of course, I'll be talking about Save Dallas on every broadcast, but the focal point on Mondays, because this is the night that Dallas airs, we'll be talking about Save Dallas campaign on Mondays and updates, and looking forward to some of you calling in also and talking about your petitions and your groups and your community efforts or your thoughts or your ideas regarding what should be next for Dallas. But see, I honestly believe that Dallas will find a home real soon. Lex Zorn just posted in Dallas TNT fan group, here's the petition. It's just a shy of 75,000 signatures. Now, everyone, put this as your status update and urge everyone to do the same. Sign a petition to TNT Channel, Help Save Dallas TNT. See, there are so many petitions, but we are definitely signing them all. I'm posting this one. I'm signing it and putting it on my Facebook page, on my Twitter feed, and also on LinkedIn also. Signing it right now on the air as I prepare to go off. But putting it on Twitter right now as I prepare to go off. LinkedIn right now. So you guys should be seeing it right now. So you also, we encourage you and we thank you for showing support and signing the petition. And also, because that's a lot right there if you do that. So thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And as soon as the show is over, I am putting this theme song of Dallas back on my playlist. But thank you. Happy Columbus Day again. And, wow, the fall, winter, holiday season is here. It's here, not around the corner, but here. But thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, remember, we'll be talking about Halloween also in the near future, too. God bless and much love. Hugs and kisses. Again, you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Motivating Monday. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Big shout-out to the NBA, NFL. Big shout-out to LeBron James. I was checking he and his team out on the beach video today. So big shout-out to one of my favorite players, to all my favorite players and coaches and executives out there. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, doing their thing. So I have to send a shout out to all those universities also. So thank you guys and love you. Tonight at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, #SaveDallas.